WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby!
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him
and
down.
And welcome to this special edition of WrestleTalk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well,
technically not live, but
news.
That's the thing to normally say. I am Sir Rockin', bringing you this Monday morning update here live in recorded fashion right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Last night's show had to be postponed, but I figured, well, maybe I should at least give you guys the headlines of what we were going to cover last night on the show, and that's what I'm doing here right now. The show last night was going to feature a recap of what happened at Canadian Pro Wrestling this past Saturday night, live from the Royal Canadian Legion in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Their next event, is at the end of March. I'm not sure on the date as of now, because I don't think they're that short right now. So stay tuned for updates at CanadianAllPro.com. I believe we're going to have results up there today or tomorrow. I would hope, maybe if Tim actually listens to the show that no one knows that I'm recording, we'll maybe get a bug under his ass and maybe he will put it together. You saw in the main event, which was really outstanding, Johnny Devine and Kamikaze in action for the Commonwealth Championship. There was a bit of interference, which allowed Johnny Devine to keep the title. It's basically set up a six-man tag team match next month at Canadian All Pro, with the winner of that six-man tag becoming the new Commonwealth champion. So Johnny is not a happy camper, thanks to the CEO of Canadian All Pro Wrestling, Tim Stein's ruling. It was an oddly paved show, I will say this. We saw the debut of the Brotherhood, a new style horseman, as it were, as one of them mentioned during the promo, featuring Stephen Styles and the like. So things are getting interesting at Canadian All Pro. Check out Canadian All Pro, like I said. For more details on the show and the full rundown should be on there within the next couple of days, and I'm going to probably send Tim a message to, you know, put it up there so everyone can get the results. And we'll get you more updates as, you know, they are available. Changing topics right now. The big story coming this weekend is, well, The Miz and CM Punk. Basically what happened, Miz dropped CM Punk on his head, and there's speculation right now that CM Punk is banged up a little bit. He is claiming he is fine, but there are many people who are thinking, well, you might think you're fine, but in reality, you're not. There are many inside the company who believe that CM Punk is going to work through whatever the injury he suffered is. And, well, because it's WrestleMania season. If it wasn't, well, then CM Punk probably would be taking some time off to heal up those injuries, because he has a big match scheduled next Sunday night with The Rock, which we'll get into in just a minute here. So that begs the question, should there be heat on The Miz for dropping CM Punk on his head? Was it a freak accident? The move, whatever he was doing, was a stalling vertical suplex, which, from all accounts, is difficult to do to keep your opponent up in the air, especially when you're trying to keep him up as long as Ryback is doing it. Because it was a tag match featuring Ryback and The Miz taking on Cesaro and Punk. They were both doing a double vertical, stalling vertical suplex spot. And, well, things happen. So they say there's no heat on The Miz, but, you know, should there be? CM Punk is the guy right now. So that leaves, you know, many to wonder, especially me. What will happen to The Miz? The biggest question will be determined tonight on Monday Night Raw, especially with the role they give The Miz. If he's jobbing out to, say, Cesaro in 3 minutes, well, then, you know, Vince McMahon has, you know, he doesn't have a happy, as it were. So, that is that. The other big story coming out of this weekend are quotes laid down by one Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, in a recent interview with the Daily Star newspaper in the United Kingdom, he basically said this about the direction of the company. It's either hold them or fold them. You're either in the wrestling business or not. Is Dixie Carter really in the wrestling business, or is this just a hobby? You either make the move or you don't. You're at that point now. It's the same place where we were with WCW. You either run with the big dogs or be a little dog and stay on the porch. The destiny of this company is in her hands. It can stay TNA, a powerful little company, or she can make the direction to move on to greatness. Those are some strong words from Hulk Hogan. And well, quite frankly, he's right in certain aspects. This is the time. They need to make the move. They have to make the move if they want to become successful, as we've been saying multiple weeks on The Rack and on other programs. It is time for TNA to make the move, and going live and going on the road, these are the biggest moves this company could ever make. I'm in the belief, this is one man's opinion, I'm in the belief this is going to be a make it or break it move for TNA, because if this doesn't work, then, well, you're going to have to reevaluate everything, because there's no way to spin going back to the Impact Zone. You're leaving. You got to stay out. Can't go back. I know they're taping events there. That's fine. But the TV show cannot go back to the Impact Zone, because it will be looked at as a failure. You got to stay on the road. And this got to be 3-5 years. And you got to keep going and going and going and going. And that's just what I'm thinking. Prove me wrong. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio if you disagree with anything I'm saying. If this is not a make it or break it move, I believe it is. Hogan also commented about the pay-per-views. To limit it to 4 major pay-per-views will give us a chance to make wrestlers more important, to give the fans a chance to choose who they love. I think it gives you a chance to sink your teeth into the characters and the company. That's a good point. You give it more time to develop characters in the big matches. These big matches, though, need to mean something. They can't be thrown together last minute. They've got to have a long build. their focus right now is the TV show, which is what they should do because that brings in the most money and draws the biggest rating. But if they can do 50,000 a pop or more for these big four pay-per-views, then they might be doing something. I'm even thinking 50,000 is a little low, but it'll be a start for this year. They gotta get up higher and higher. In the next 2-3 years, they gotta reach 100,000 buys. That's my opinion, because they've been stuck at a level, and well, you gotta show some improvement, and now it's the time for them to do it. That's just, you know, my opinion. And I just give my opinion because I'm the only one doing this show because, well, it's Monday afternoon, rather, at about 2 p.m. that this is recording, because I just figured, well, why the fuck not? So, those are a couple of stories we were going to be covering on the show. The other story we were going to cover is the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, which takes place, you know, this Sunday night. We will be covering it here on WrestleTalk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern. We will have full in-depth coverage of the event this Thursday night on the Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern, as we will break down all the matches that will be taking place, including matches announced tonight on Monday Night Raw. So join me and let's hear for that. You will see in the Elimination Chamber match, so far confirmed as of now, it will be Rey Mysterio, Mark Henry, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan. Others rumored might possibly be Kane, Christian. There are just some of the names that could be thrown out there as possible people who will be in a number one contenders match this Sunday night. You will also see the World Heavyweight Championship, Alberto Del Rio, take on the Big Show. This one has me a little confused for the simple fact that you would think there would be some sort of stipulation involved, seeing as, well, the first two matches were last man standing, and this is just a regular match. That's kind of let down a little bit, at least that's my opinion. You need a little bit more in terms of a stipulation if you're going to blow off this feud. Will we see a possible run-in from Dolph Ziggler to get his moment in the sun and become the World Heavyweight Champion leading into WrestleMania? This could be a possible scenario. We'll talk more about that on Thursday night. In a six-man tag team matchup, as of now, no chamber involved. It is John Cena, Ryback, and Sheamus taking on Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, somebody lands in that, and Roman Reigns, better known as The Shield. This should be an interesting contest. And then, of course, in the main event for the WWE Championship, it's a rematch everybody is talking about. It will be CM Punk challenging the Great One, The Rock, for the WWE title. Last month, they had a really good brawl. It will be interesting to see what kind of condition The Rock is leading into this battle with CM Punk and what they can do to top last month's match, because I thought it was a really good match. I know a lot of people were not happy with the outcome, but the match itself was a lot better than the WrestleMania match with John Cena. Now, the matches I just laid out, please, if you want to join our pickup contest presented by MemLanePromo.com, please email your picks to media@wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet them at wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, or put them in the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. We will get all your picks together and we will track them going into Sunday's big event. So yes, if you want your picks, we will give away a prize on WrestleTalk Radio when we go through the event in its entirety, in our recap form, as we normally do after every pay-per-view. Now, the other story that we probably would have never covered because we've probably been on there when this happened is The Undertaker. Well, guess who showed up in Nashville Predators games beyond Scott Barry last night? Yes, it was the one and only, the Dead Man himself, The Undertaker. And, well, he was sporting a gray goatee. Yeah, let's just say, this has many people questioning, why is The Undertaker out of the house to begin with? Why was he in Nashville? Is he just that big of a hockey fan? Is he? Was he there to get Scott Barry's autograph? I'm not sure. There's only certain reasons why the Undertaker leaves the house. And, well, where's Raw tonight? Oh, that's right, they're in Nashville, the site of the hockey game. The pictures leak courtesy of our friends at PWMania.com. So, you want to check them out there? So yeah, those pictures leaked, and it's... let's just say the reactions have been interesting. There's a lot of questions about the boobage area on The Undertaker. It looked like in the one picture he had man boobs. That was quite interesting. So yes, The Undertaker has been spotted. Will he get him on Monday Night Raw? Will he set up his WrestleMania match with CM Punk? What will The Undertaker do? Will he even be on TV? Well, he left the house, so maybe he will be on TV. You just never know, but we will make sure we discuss it all tonight on the WTR Raw Post Show, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. So yes, these were the headlines of the week. I'm going to do the shill and we'll get out of here. This is a quick 20-minute show, not even. Maybe, might be even a little less by the time this finishes up. So we will see what happens. Like I said, tonight at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, join myself and Lindsay Ward as we cover everything that happens on WWE Monday Night Raw on the Raw Post Show. 3 hours of Raw condensed into an hour. And, well, let's just hope The Undertaker is not fully gray tonight. You know, this show you're hearing right now might be the same thing you hear tonight on the Raw Post Show. Kayfabe Wrestling Radio returns Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. On the show, we will hear from the innovator of violence himself, Tommy Dreamer. Speaking of Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, a big shout-out to the Spud Guy who gave birth. Well, his wife gave birth to his new son, Thomas, this past Sunday morning. You heard him on CB Radio. He called in as he was heading to the hospital. And, you know, the mother is doing fine. The baby is doing fine from what we know at this point. So big shout out to Spug. Please send them, you know, good congratulation messages on Facebook and on Twitter if you have his information. But yes, join up for Kayfabe Wrestling Radio tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night, it's just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blotty, and Scott Barry, and Cheap Whip Paddling at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us Thursday night for The Rack with Lindsay Ward and myself at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll cover everything that happened on Impact, and we will give you the full in-depth recap of the Elimination Chamber event that you are looking for. We'll preview it all on the show. Friday night, Mesa's probably doing some sort of gaming night around 7 or 8 p.m. Eastern, so look for that. Saturday night, midnight is at CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, and Subway. We'll be going over the Grammy Awards. We'll preview and make them pick the Elimination Chamber and whatever other weird, wacky, and unusual stuff we can come up with. Then we'll be back Sunday night for Wrestle Talk Radio, the live edition at 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Maybe get a little geek talk, as that's one of the topics we had for the show tonight. So we'll get into that as well with Tim Stein, Omega, and Mace. Visit PWMania.com. Visit MemlanePromo.com. Check out WTRProductions.net. Follow us on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard, at The Mace Thing, at TJ Omega, at Canadian All Pro. Go to CanadianAllPro.com. Visit the Facebook page on The Rack at Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Like everything we do, follow what we do. Thank you for listening to this 20-minute rambling edition of WTR Monday afternoon. I guess that's the best way to put it. So I'll see you tonight for Monday Night Raw. And on a closing note, the Eagles re-sign Michael Vick. Okay, we'll see what happens this year. Quarterback changes. Yes, we'll have more of this later in the week. So, for the entire gang who is not here, I am Sir Rockin. I'll see you tonight for WTR Wild Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Until then, see ya!
I walk for my machine.